This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by AlphaSight Logistics, serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. If you're doing an event out in Imperial Valley, you need AlphaSight Logistics. They have all the permits. It's just a one and done. You don't even have to worry about it. You can call them at 760-352-8383 or go to Facebook at facebook.com/AlphaLogistics and tell them you heard it right here on Dirt Radio. Boy, is it going to be a quiet show today.
Where's Audrey?
She's gone, but not forgotten. She's probably stuck in a ditch. What do you want to bet?
She and her husband, KJ, are celebrating his birthday, and they're out in the mountains somewhere.
Oh, please.
Out of phone range. That's why she didn't come on television on Friday.
Is that
to
what
promote
it was?
The Sand Sports Super
Wasn't
Show.
Wasn't his birthday only one day? I mean, what is she doing a whole weekend with this guy?
They have a special
thing. They deserve it.
Hey,
Sand Sports Super Show is coming up. I guess we have a special guest on the line, and that would be?
Hello.
Yes, Stephen
Altuski. Stephen Altuski, how you doing, buddy? Hey, I don't know if you've seen our segment we did Friday on KUSI about your event, but and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I compared it to SEMA for off-road.
I'm right there with you on that one. This is definitely an event that is 100% centric on off-road and the sand sports industry.
And you're sort of, I mean, I don't know what you did last year, but you know, with COVID and all that, I would assume this year is going to be the biggest and the baddest ever since COVID.
No, absolutely. No, this year it's packed. There's over 300 exhibitors coming out next weekend, September 18th or 16th to the 18th out at the Orange County Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. 300 exhibitors. There's a Fox Shocks partnered with Hammer King Productions Proving Ground that's going to kind of get some people excited and give you something to watch and not just see static vehicles. So cool and exciting things.
Then you're going to have a little excitement for the fans.
Oh, yeah. Get some rubber ripping up out there and make some tire smoke.
Is it going to be one of these hold my beer and watch this type of deal?
I think you'll just have to come out and find out.
I love the way you do that. So for people that are, and what we talk about on this show between Audrey, Ed, and I is we have got so many new people that have entered into the off-road community that your show has to be a show to go see. If they want to modify their vehicles, or maybe they want to take classes on how to do off-roading, or just learn about the industry and meet up with all of the groups like SDORC and all the different political groups that are activist groups that are trying to keep the deserts open. I mean, this is a one-stop shop for a newbie that's never been off-road before.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you get the cool thing about the show is there's going to be all the exhibitors out there. These are the people who built the product that you want to put on your rigs, and you get to talk to them about the questions that you have, and you're not just talking to a salesperson. You're talking to someone who understands the product, understands your goal of what you're trying to do with your vehicle, and you can kind of see it and touch and feel it before taking it out for the first time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I've been to about 15 of these shows, of your shows, and you know, the first couple of years I was resistant because I like to ride a motorcycle in the desert that's not the sand dunes, like where there's more dirt and rock and stuff.
Right.
And I was a little resistant. So when I went, I was surprised because it's a genuine off-road show.
Right.
It certainly had a lot of sand stuff, but it had a lot of stuff for the people that like to go off-roading but don't have to go to the dunes.
Right. And I bet you have a big motorcycle contingency as far as vendors and displays as well, right?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a mix of everything out there, the Sandrails, the UTVs, the moto stuff, all that kind of stuff. The show's kind of just been a canvas for the industry, and the industry kind of brings the paint to kind of color what the show is. So it's not necessarily, hey, we're gearing it towards a side-by-side show right. or a Sandrail. It's kind of just what the industry is and kind of where the transformation of what everyone who's going out to the dunes is kind of gone to.
And not that you couldn't do that, but to be true to the sport, you have to open it up to anybody that goes off-road is really how I see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Jeep people, their stuff, because you wouldn't think it, because Jeep people don't really go to the sand dunes, but there's a lot of stuff for a Jeep there. You know, there's coolers and there's campgrounds.
And I'm sure the manufacturers are bringing in what I would call concept vehicles, tricked out Jeeps, tricked out Broncos. So you're going to see a lot of stuff because the auto manufacturers gives a lot of vehicles to the off-road community, you know, the builders and the vendors to take what they sell and trick out their vehicle. So I'm sure you're going to see some of those on display.
No, absolutely. You're going to see a whole bunch of modified vehicles from trucks, pre-runners, side-by-sides,
right.
high-end sand rails. You're going to, if you want to see something, I guarantee you'll be able to see it there.
What are the hours of operation?
Yeah, so the show's taking place next weekend, Friday to Sunday, so September 16th to the 18th. Friday, we're having the show a little bit later for those people who work on Friday, so the show runs 4 to 10 p.m. on Friday.
Wow.
Saturday, we're open 9 to 7, and then on Sunday, 9 to 4.
Well, that's still good hours. I mean, that's really good hours. Might as well get this out of the way right up front. What kind of pricing are you looking at for adults, children's, and veterans?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you can actually go online right now and get discounted tickets. Adult tickets right now online are $16, and kids run $6 from the ages of 6 to 12. If you're waiting to go purchase them at the gate, they get bumped up a little bit. Adults will be 20, and children will be 7.
That's still a deal. Go show me where you can go to an event, and you can stay there all day long, and let's just say for $20. I mean, where can you do that? You can't. You can't even go to the movies for that.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. You going to have any celebrities there, like Ed and Audrey? Or
Iron Stewart or Rick John?
Yeah, we've got some social media influencers coming out there, Blake Wilkie. We've got Kyle Chaney. Some of the Can-Am professional drivers will be out there signing autographs.
All right.
Those kind of keep coming in and just keep checking the website for all the latest. But, no, there'll be definitely plenty of celebrities walking around checking it out. And
well, and there's going to be a lot of celebrities, period, that may not be part of your event, but they want to come see what's new and what's out there and, you know, just you know, casual on the weekends. They might be disguised, you know, with a floppy hat or a big pair of sunglasses. But, yeah, you'll be surprised who you're going to see at your event. How many years have you been doing this?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know it's been a while.
So you haven't been with it. I mean, otherwise you would know if you've been doing it.
It started around year 2000.
By around 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's an awesome show. And like I said, I compare it to SEMA, except you're probably not going to have as many tires and wheels on display as SEMA does. God, that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
People buy tires.
No, but It's good. It's what's on display. If you're going, you're definitely an enthusiast or in the market for any of products for your sand toy, it's definitely the place to go. You're going to go see the stuff that you want to put on your vehicle and talk to the people that are producing it.
Yeah.
You know, years back, I was walking into Off-Road Expo, like a similar show that the same people put on in Pomona. And I'm walking in and I'm like, holy mackerel, that's Malcolm Smith. And I walked up to him and I chatted him up and we walked together for a while.
Yeah.
It was very casual.
And he was just there looking at the event.
He was just there to look. He's just a fan like the rest of us.
Well, and that's it. Are we going to keep him another segment?
Would you like to hang out?
Because we got more to talk about. I'm sure there's other things that you're going to be making available, and we're more than happy to give you another segment if you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll hang out with you guys.
All right. Hang in there, folks. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to STORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. If you need a tire, I don't care if it's for a golf cart, go-kart, race car, pickup car, semi, RV. Wayne's just got it all. Don't listen to me. 619-596-2800. Go in there and ask for the Audrey Mason discount since she buys more tires than anybody I've ever seen. But he's also expanded his business to doing automotive service, truck service, and off-road service. If you want an oil change, tune-ups, alignments, shocks, suspension, whatever you need, transmission, radiator, give Wayne a call at 619-596-2800. That's 619-596-2800. Hey, we got Steve from the Sand Sports Show up in Orange County, and it's coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey, Steven, what's the website people could go to maybe get a couple bucks knocked off their tickets?
Yeah, the website's sandsportssupershow.com.
Gotcha. All right. So, you've got, what would you say is one of the most outstanding features of your show this year?
I think the biggest thing that most people come to the show to take advantage of is definitely all the show specials that are going to be taken on at the show. So not only do you get to go see all the products that you want to put on, and you can actually purchase them there and save some cash.
Oh, you could actually, see, you know, that's rare. And I think that's so, so smart. You know, you get a lot of different, you know, shows that, you know, you can go look, but you can't buy. You know, you take a business card, you go home, you get online, yeah. And half the time you either lose the card or you forget. But to be able, so I guess that tells me that if I want to bring a little wagon.
I see wagons at every show.
I was going to say, if
and
I
not
can bring
one
a,
or two, I mean dozens and dozens of people with little red
wanna,
wagons and
what
they're
do you
piled
bet
up the stuff.
That's a show. Who's got the coolest wagon?
That could be.
I mean, you
like
know.
You've seen the cooler that has a little motor in it and you sit on it.
Yeah.
It's an ice chest.
Steven,
and
that's what you should do. You should have a competition. Whoever's got the coolest little wagon to go buy parts. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I've seen them out at the shows before. They've seen lifted wagons, bigger wheels on them. You've seen ones that actually look like sand rails. It's pushing their kids around in it. You see everything.
So there's a couple of things I love about the show. One is the agencies are there, like California State Parks and the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh.
And not all the customers appreciate that, but being a land use advocate, I can get face-to-face with the people that manage some of the off-road places that I like to go.
Right.
And I really appreciate that. Yep. Now, you can buy dunes passes, the annual passes, at the show from the Bureau of Land Management and I believe some of the other vendors.
Wow.
So I think that's really cool. Now, nonprofits go there, and I believe you guys give space to Corva, Friends of Oceano Dunes, California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs, Cal 4, and the American Sand Association.
And SDORC.
And, of course, our group, SDORC, we're getting a spot. I'm very happy about that. So the ASA, American Sand Association, they are giving away their annual raffle prize on Sunday of the show. And I believe this year it's a side-by-side and a trailer. And they've, like, since the ASA's been in business, they've been giving away their prize at the Sand Sports Super Show. And it's it's just the perfect storm where it's the organization that's fighting hard to keep sand places open. And all the people are there, and they have their big raffle prize. And I've even bought a couple raffle tickets there.
Did you win?
I bought you one there last year, remember?
I don't think you did. You just took my money.
I brought you the stuff.
I didn't win.
I brought you and 10,000 other people.
It was written on a piece of paper with a pencil. I don't think I got a real
cocktail napkin.
Yeah, something like that.
Here's your receipt.
Well, Steven, this is what I try to tell people, that mainly to help sponsor our show, keep it on the air, because as far as I know, you know, we're the longest running and we're the only ones that dedicate an hour to the off-road community. And vendors and dealers, you know, they've got to support groups like us, like SDORC and all the other ones, because if they end up taking everything away from us, Oceana Dunes, Borrego, and all that, what are they going to sell their product to? Nobody, because you won't be able to use it.
Yep, no, absolutely. No, it's definitely groups like you guys that help keep the lands open for us to be able to go out and enjoy it. And if we have no land to go use it, all these products that you'll see at the show and vehicles, they become non-existent.
And hats off to you and your team, because I challenge anyone to put on a show like you're putting on. You started the day after last year's show, and because it takes a lot of people – and a lot of effort and a lot of time. It may look simple, you know, when you go there as a patron, saying, "Wow, this is pretty. Yeah, maybe I'll think about doing this. Try it."
I get emails all year from them, like, "Okay, time to start signing up.
Sure, sure.
We're gonna need your this. We're gonna need that." So
right, and you guys. Because you yourself and your organization, you're not making any money off of this per se, but you're also part of the solution to the problem. Because if your show wasn't there, it would be very difficult out there, I think, for the general public.
No, absolutely. And then something to kind of tie into to all of this, too, is we actually, it was a couple months ago, we actually launched a editorial news site onto SandSport, so we can kind of help push the message that you guys are trying to do and to show off those new products and all that kind of stuff to kind of keep you guys engaged year-round
right.
and not just wait to have to go see the show. So all those kind of land pushes that we need to get the rally, the troops behind and all that kind of stuff, we publish that kind of content so we can get all that support all year.
Well, see, and that's where you and I or Ed and Audrey, we can all get together because, you know, when you have news comes up or if you have something that you'd like to get out to the general public, all you have to do is let us know, and we're more than happy to help you get that word out, because whether it be online, whether it be, you know, YouTube, or whether it be radio, and I even do TV. I know it's a little bit of a drive for you, but I just had Ed on TV last Friday, and we will send you a copy. Do you have his email?
I don't. I don't. But we,
okay,
we
but
did
you have his phone number?
Yeah, okay.
I don't. Yeah, maybe you can give it to us.
Or better yet, there. You know what? Yeah. Go to Google, put my name in, Dave Stahl, S-T-A-L-L, click on my YouTube page, and you'll see the segment. You can open it, you can copy it, you can put it on your website, and do whatever you want to do with it. And thanks to SDORC to promote your show prior to you doing it. But like I said, I'm more than happy to help you get, and KUSI is massive. I mean, we have a lot of people that watch. It's crazy.
It's true.
Yep. No, absolutely. We'll definitely be in contact and stay in touch on those kind of topics.
All right, Ed, what do you got?
I really enjoy the show. So one of the big reasons our group is going to the show is our group puts on a poker run November 5th this year, the Lost Lizard Fun Run.
Right.
And we're going to be inviting all the guests at SandSports to come attend our show.
All right.
Because a lot of people, they go to the show, and one of the things they want to do is figure out, where can I go off-roading?
Right.
Who can I go off-roading with? We're kind of new to the sport. We want to learn more.
Right.
But they're a little nervous to just go to a place and just start going exploring. So they come to our event.
Right.
And you follow the ribbon, right, so you don't get lost. And then there's fun checkpoints along the way. And then we have a big raffle at the end.
Right. And I think that, yeah, exactly. But I think the Sand Sports Show is a must-see. If you've just, I mean, there was a girl Friday who just bought the Maverick, the Polaris Maverick.
Yeah.
She's brand new. She's new.
Yeah, Krista.
Yeah, and she is really excited about going to the Sand Sports. Of course, she says she's not going to modify it, but that's ridiculous.
Wait and see.
When have you ever seen?
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Oh, no, I'm not going to. Oh, look at that. Ooh, look at this.
Yeah.
The other thing I like about your show, too, is if you're considered safety as part of your criteria, you will have more safety equipment, gear, whether it be medical or rescue.
Helmets, seat belts,
helmets, winches, snaps, and new product. I just seen a new winching system that was online, and I ordered some of them because it's just a one pull, and it's really a cool ratcheting system. It's called Boss. And I'm sure they're going to be there. And that's the other thing. You're going to have a lot of new vendors there that people may not know anything about.
Yeah. No, there's, like I said earlier, there's over 300 exhibitors. So if you're looking at the safety stuff and especially that kind of stuff, where that's something you're going to want to try on, make sure it fits right and proper before you go out for the first time. So that's stuff that you can go try on and make sure you can find something that fits what you're looking for.
Right. Exactly.
So when I first went to Sand Sports, there was a lot of ATV and motorcycle stuff. And then in the early 2000s, the V8 sand cars got popular. And it sort of became the V8 sand sport sand car show, which was really exciting. Like, it didn't suit me because I never want to get. Just so that when we had the big market crash in 2008 and 2009, those kind of slowed down. But the side-by-side boom just exploded. And now there's a lot of side-by-sides and a lot of side-by-side stuff at the show. There's still V8s, still ATVs, and there's still other four-wheel drive stuff, but there's a lot of side-by-side stuff at the show. So, you know, most side-by-sides, they come with a lap belt and a single-side shoulder belt. So you can go to Sand Sports and you can check out the five-point harnesses. That will keep you a lot safer if that thing turns over.
And a neck, even a head and neck system. Well, I think, Steven, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys look at the industry and you basically adjust accordingly.
Yeah, it's basically the show's open, and depending on the industry and the needs of it is kind of what's displayed at the show. So obviously, like you guys said, the side-by-sides, that's gone crazy, and there's a lot more new people into the off-road community, and the market and the show shows it.
Well, I'm sure you probably, your first Sand Sports show, you probably had 100 vendors. You know, I mean,
you're starting out.
Yeah, right? Now look at you. Somewhere. You're at 300, and next year you may be 350, and next year you'd be, depending on what.
They really fill that place up. I don't know how much, if you can get more space, but we were looking at spaces last week, and I don't know if there's any open space left.
Hey, Steven can always get more space.
That has some leverage.
Yeah,
they push.
Put them on.
The show's sold out.
Yeah.
So for vendors, the show sold out.
So. Yeah. So let's just talk a little bit about 23. How soon should a vendor be getting in touch with you?
I believe you can start getting in touch with us right as soon as the show ends. We start going into the planning stages, see what we can do and improve, and always continue to evolve the show and make it better for everyone coming out.
All right. Steven, website?
Yeah, sandsportssupershow.com. Go ahead, go on there and get online discounted tickets prior to showing up.
All right, so are you going up there to do radio call-in?
We're not. I'll call in from the cell phone.
Yeah, but you're going to be up there.
I'm going to be there Sunday.
Okay, so what we might do, Steven, is, you know, if you want to find some people that you'd like to be on the show, even though it's the last day of the show, but every little bit helps, just run down Audrey or Ed because they're going to be calling in.
Hey, no, absolutely, and I'll be up there at the show, too, so we'll meet in person and chat a little bit.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you very much for, one, putting the show on, two, giving us a call, and now you can go enjoy the rest of your...
Thanks for giving us a free booth.
Yeah, we really appreciate
that.
I would have charged him, but, hey, you know, that's just me. Thanks, Steven.
Awesome. Yeah, well, definitely see everyone out there over the weekend.
All right, bring the family, bring the kids. You're going to have a ball. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks. Prime, PRMI Mortgage, I'm telling you. I know it's getting a little sticky out there as far as buying a house or selling a house, but if you have any ideas of doing it, you need to call our guy, Chris Wiley. Born and raised right here in San Diego County, he has an answer for everything. He's been a mortgage banker for over 21 years and moving. So give him a call, 619-722-1303, and sit down. If you're military, he could help you get a house for a buck. If you want to do a refi, reverse mortgage, you name it, he can do it. Give him a call, 619-722-1303, or go to primeres.com. Also, San Diego Off-Road Magazine. I think a new article just popped out. I got mine online. Go to ssorm.com. 1982, Stephen Sherry Kukla founded San Diego Off-Road Magazine, Alf Roeder, actually, and man, I used to love it. Go to 7-Eleven, I'd get a nice big book with colors and go curl up on my couch.
I know, I miss the magazine.
I miss the magazine so bad I can't stand it, but it's still good. You can do it in the relaxation of your office. And
so it went from 36 pages in the magazine, now it's around 100 pages.
Yeah,
right.
Online.
It's easy to add more content online.
Sure.
Before, it had to be in a division of four. Right, because each page has front and back on both sides. So now it can be however long. Yeah, and they just fill it up. More pictures, more articles. Yeah.
Classifieds, if you're buying something,
I
selling
love the classifieds. There's interesting stuff.
I try not to go.
I'm out of space.
I try not
to. So I don't look too hard.
I'm out of space, too. I accidentally hit a button yesterday, and a guy sent me, and it was a double cabinet Chinese antique. No, I hit the button by accident. No,
I really
not.
Want it.
I did, but I have no room. Well, all right. So, hey, we're
Gosh, I tell you, folks, there's another law coming out. What was that that you were telling me?
So I'm on the San Diego County Fish and Wildlife Commission. And one of the things we do is we approve grants to nonprofits that help fish and wildlife in the county. For instance, one of them is the Junior Pheasant Hunt, right? So a hunting group, they bring kids, they teach them gun use, gun etiquette, gun safety, and they go out and they do a little bit of hunting. So this bill, AB 2571, and I'll read right off of the bill. It says, "Will prohibit a firearm industry member, as defined, from advertising or marketing any firearm-related product, as defined, in a manner that is designated, intended, or appears to be attractive to minors." So in other words, they can't advertise any gun-related product to minors. So we had sort of an emergency fish and wildlife meeting to talk about this bill because a couple of the grants that we're looking at cater to minors.
Wow.
Right. So can we give this same grant to the pheasant hunt? The kids
and the shotgun clubs. You know how many shotgun clubs there are in high schools and grammar schools?
We talked about, well, can we edit out the picture of the gun on the flyer? Will that make it? So we're not quite sure what's going to happen. And it may, you know what? What's really unfortunate about this?
So they don't want to promote to a minor that will get training and education. Yeah.
Gun safety, gun education. Safety.
They would rather have the kid just get a gun and go out and shoot willy-nilly.
Learn how to handle that thing out on the streets.
Oh, my God. You're killing me.
So it's a tough thing.
So, but where is it at? In the flow.
It's on the governor's desk.
It's already on his desk?
So within this year's legislative session, the legislators are done.
Man,
the whole session is done. Everything is either with the governor or it's gone. So this bill is on his desk. Our two bills that we're looking at are on his desk.
So
he has until the end of October to sign or veto.
Sign, veto, or ignore.
Or if he ignores, they automatically pass.
So
he has until the end of October to decide or
so you don't know whether you don't know.
We
where.
Can send the governor letters. So our lobby group has sent him a letter on the bills that we're interested in.
Well, just so you'll know, and we really need to do this, Paris Auto Speedway, I know it's a completely different topic, but they're having trouble with Sacramento. They want to run a water, something through the track or the parking lot. So they posted it online, and it gives the phone number to the governor's office. I called it every day this week. And all you have to do is they'll put it on a message and say, please do not touch or close down Paris Auto Speedway. Thank you. And if everybody was to do that, I mean, as you will agree,
if hundreds or thousands of people do that,
they're going
to
pay attention.
Wait a minute. We don't want this whole group of people to hate us.
Right. Or do something above and beyond, like, you know, start picketing or start protesting.
So they listen to the public. They're public servants.
We don't think they do, but they do.
They hear. And sometimes they don't hear that much. So if only 100 people call and 87 of them say, hell no, don't do this, they might not do it.
Well, and like I said, if we don't get involved and if we don't make an impact, then guess what, folks? I don't want to hear you crying, like, you know, doing any crybaby stuff saying, but I don't want that. I don't want. It's just too bad. You can't. You have to get involved, because if you're not getting involved, then, you know, what's the whole point?
So there's a couple of little things that we're looking at. The Cleveland National Forest.
Hold on a second, not to change the subject. 916-445-2841 will get you to Gavin Newsom's office, his personal office. That's 916-445-2841. Do it right now. It takes all of two minutes, if that. Leave a polite, kind message and tell them, hey, I want my kids to learn how to hunt and fish in this particular case.
Yeah. So ask them to veto AB 2571.
There you go. AB 2571. Please veto that bill. That's probably easier because they'll know that quicker than they will.
You tell them that, itself. And then they'll, okay. Yeah, you don't want to explain the whole thing.
Yeah,
they already know.
Yeah.
They can They take that and they can do as much research as they want.
And nothing I'd like better than have them come hunt us down and know why we're doing it. I'll be the first to chat with
That'd
them.
That'd be great.
I would love
By the way, here's my name, my phone number, my email. Please contact
me. Yeah, please contact us. You know, I've tried that and they never return.
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. I've told them I do radio. I do. I've never had anybody reach out. Well, because they
know. A couple.
You know, that's like, you know, the left doesn't want to get interviewed by the right, and the right doesn't want to get interviewed by the left. In fact, right now, you can't even get politicians to debate. Remember back in the day when they used to have debates, how much fun they were?
Well, and you can say that about some of these politicians, but you can recall Joel Anderson sitting right in this desk here, here. And you can remember Brian Jones, State Senator Brian Jones, sitting here talking to us about. So they're not all
afraid to talk.
Some of them are really want to be with the people help the people. Right? Well, Joel Anderson's, you know what his motto is? Make government work for you.
That's right. Should have a T-shirt. And Brian Jones just blasted all over Facebook. He was all excited about the red sticker bill.
His bill made it all the way to the governor. That's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, that's another one, you know. Call up Governor Newsom and say, please sign the red flag.
The red sticker bill. Yeah. That is SB 894.
All right. SB 8. I'm going to write that down.
We want that signed, and we want AB 2152 signed.
894?
SB 894.
Okay, and what was the other one?
AB 2152.
Because it's really kind of fun. I kind of want to go and talk to somebody in person, but I'm trying to be...
Can we do that on the air? Can we call that phone number and ask for these three?
We probably could.
Can we just put it like... dial it on my phone, put it on speaker.
No. I'll have...
Because it'll be a recording on a Sunday.
Brandon do it. So what will... I've got the look like, oh my God, I don't want to go to jail.
You threw me under the bus so quickly.
He gave us the look.
No, so in the next segment, I'll give you the number to Newsom's. Should we call
him? Can you do that?
Like live on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that then.
And we'll just go to voicemail because, you know, there's nobody working there today.
Yeah, but I think that'd be kind of cool, too.
And say,
yeah.
Hey, this is San Diego Off-Road Coalition with 14 billion listeners, and we'd like you to... And just do it on voicemail.
Yeah, okay. Let me go grab his number.
I got it right here.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me.
Oh, now I have to look it up.
916, that's the capital area code. I remember that part.
What? That's all you know. Okay, hold on a second.
Sorry, I don't remember the other part.
I thought you had a memory like a bear trap.
Like a wounded bear.
Okay, it's 916-445-2841. And we'll let Ed do it, because Ed will do anything.
Okay, you got it. We'll come back from it.
Back from break. We'll talk a little bit what we're going to do, and then you put it on air, and then we'll do it.
You got it.
So what kind of trouble are we going to get with the FCC?
None. Not or not.
What about Salem?
None. Nothing.
What about
that? As long as you guys don't cuss. We can totally do this.
What
about
that?
The black limousine that pulls up and the guys with the dark sunglasses?
Well, that's why you're leaving before I am. I'm here till 6.
The snappy black suits.
But we ought to do it. Hey, we ought to do it during the gun show, too.
Why not?
Yeah, we'll be there all week. I don't know how many bills we'd have to.
Oh, my God.
You know, well, I mean, that's ridiculous.
They got 2 hours? Is that right?
Yeah, I got 2 hours for just guns alone. Well, you guys would take 2 hours.
I could take 2 hours. Today, I have a lot of stuff. Not every week I have a lot of stuff, but today I could go on.
Well, you've got some minutes. Start talking.
All right. So over at Moab, they are doing an environmental assessment for travel management in an area called Labyrinth Rims and Gemini Bridges. So they're accepting comments on the plan from now till October 7th. 7th or 17th? Anyway, I need to open this and look at it and give them some comments. You guys are welcome to also. If you want more information, email me at info@sdorc.org. So the Mojave Trails National Monument Desert Advisory Council subgroup is having a meeting this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Okay. I will be on it. We're going to be talking about creating a management plan for a very large part of the Mojave Desert. 1.7 million acres.
Whoa.
Oh my God. So they're making a management plan, and My particular interest in this is maintaining access with routes.
Gotcha.
Right? We don't want them to close routes. And so this is for off-roaders, people like rock hounds want to get out there. Some of those nature lovers, they want to go out and look at nature, so you need a route to get out
there.
You
don't want to go out there and all of a sudden see a big sign that
everything's
says,
closed. Don't come in here.
Right.
And how am I going to see the bighorn sheep and the flowers and all the cool stuff? So we're having a meeting on Tuesday, and that's open to the public.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll throw out some more stuff, and then we'll do the phone number.
Yeah. I got a couple other topics.
Yeah, we'll get those out of the way, then we'll do the phone number.
That'll be fun.
All right, folks. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by K&J Termite and Pest Control. The bugs are out. They're running rampant. You need to get your house prepared. Give them a call at 619-441-7378. Have them come out, do an assessment of your property and home, and they will tell you, okay, you need a one-time shot, or maybe you need to get on a service because you know how persistent bugs are. You know how old a cockroach is? Well, you can help put an end to it. 619-441-7378.
I think dinosaurs used to step on them.
Yeah, but they ate them, too.
Ugh. Mm.
Ugh. So you got a couple other little tidbits.
So we just talked about Moab. There's a management plan for part of the area, so I intend to read into it and let the management people in the Bureau of Land Management know what we think, which is keep the trails open.
Uh-huh.
So there's an area in next to Ocotillo Wells called Blue Inn, right? There, it's right on Highway 78. It's about midway between Pole Line and Split Mountain Road. And there's a restaurant there, and there's a storage, and then there's an RV park. Well, they split up. It used to be one owner. So now the RV park has one owner, and the restaurant has another.
Okay.
And they're really trying to get the gas station open again, which is turning out to be a little bit harder than they had thought. You used to be able to get gasoline there.
Oh, that'd be smart.
So they're working on that. So on October 22nd, they are having a swap meet. And you can get a 20 by 20 spot for $20.
Oh, wow.
So they're having a large dealership is gonna be there. I'm not quite ready to announce it. I don't think they've closed the deal. But it looks like a big dealer is going to be there. And they've invited some of the nonprofits. So we're talking about going. So this will be over by the Blue Inn Cafe.
Okay.
That's kind of interesting. The Cleveland National Forest has the Corral Canyon OHV area. And a few years back, SDRC got a grant from Yamaha, and we made a kids track out there.
Mm.
Like, it's a kids only little place you can ride around, and a kid can ride with inside of their parents. And we put straw bales around it, like hay bales, but they're made of straw. And just sort of the forest contacted me last week, and they said, we could use some more straw bales. Could you guys help us out? So I replied back to them, okay, how many do you need? I'll start working on it.
Right.
I haven't heard from them yet. So
okay.
That's something we're going to be working on.
Well, you know what we could do? We could sell sponsorship on the hay bales.
Oh, that'd be fun. And have you seen Supercross where they put the vinyl cover on it with the name of the Yamaha or whoever?
So how much does a hay bale cost?
I don't know, $3 or $5 or something.
I think it's more than that.
And we
look
can't
it up,
use,
kid.
So get this: we can't use regular hay bales because they may contain an invasive
bugs.
Species. So we have to have a certain kind. They call them straw bales. So there's no seeds in it.
Okay.
So we don't start a new.
But I think we should sponsor. I think we should sponsor hay bales.
If we could get some, somebody that sells kids ATV stuff or motorcycle stuff out there. So, should we call the governor?
Yeah, let's go ahead and give the governor a call there, Brendan. You know the number.
So we're talking about calling the governor to tell them how we feel about these three bills we've been talking about.
Thank you for calling office of Governor Gavin Newsom. In order to expedite your call, please select from the following options. To continue in English, please press 1 now. If you reach this message, our office is closed. Please try calling back during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding holidays. You can also visit our website at www.gov.ca.gov to request assistance or to leave a comment. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Oh. Well, normally they have a, and I think you hit the point because they're closed on the weekends. So,
yeah,
so they'll let you do
there.
It on, I mean, if you want to leave
surprised
a comment.
We don't have the ability to leave a message.
You do on Monday through Friday. I'll bet you $20.
Huh.
Because there's people there. Because I did it Friday.
Oh, so you did?
Yeah. I did it Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday. But I think you hit it on the head when we were off air, is that since nobody's manning the phone, so to speak, you know, the last thing they want is their voicemail to go, you know, ballistic.
And they could get a lot of messages over a couple of days.
Yeah, but if you do it online, it's just like your email. You know, you just got a whole lot of messages. All right, but that's a good idea.
So,
all right.
So we just called the governor's office, and we asked him.
Oh, I was going to say, I also looked up the cost of straw bales. For a very small package, you're looking at the average cost of about $5, which is, again, really small. You guys are talking about like the really big ones.
Yeah.
That's $250.
Whoa.
So that's a huge difference between the two right there.
Yeah, so that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
Well, but if you sponsored like one motorcycle shop, sponsored one for $250, it's a one-time deal.
Yep.
Put your logo on it, you know.
It's worth it if that's the case.
I kind of remember us spending a couple thousand dollars to get a large trailer full of them.
Yeah, but you know right now today in today's environment, everything is doubled, whether it's a vehicle, a glass, a carton of milk.
You know, I went riding in the desert yesterday. It rained. It was fantastic. And we went by all those hay bales between Evan Hughes Highway and Highway 8 in Imperial County, and some of them weren't covered. They got rained on.
Ooh.
They got really rained on. So I bet there's a discount on some of that stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe this is the right time to ask.
Oh,
do you have any hay bales that are not good for the normal?
Yeah, whatever you do with them.
So
feed them to the horses.
Feed them to horses and cows.
What do I know?
So we tried to call the governor to tell him how we feel about, we're asking him to veto AB 2571, the one that prohibits selling or advertising gun stuff to kids. And then we asked him to sign SB 894 and AB 2152, and we were not able to leave a message or contact anybody because it's the weekend.
Right.
So next week, I'm going to get on the phone and I will call and say, hey, this is how we feel about these three bills. They're with the governor, and the governor may veto, he may sign. He's helped us in the past, so it's possible he'll help us again.
Right. Well, you have to look at it two ways, proactive or reactive. And if you do it proactively, then he would sign them. But if he's going to look at it reactively, then he's not.
We don't know. So do you know where Silverwood Lake is?
No.
It's in the San Bernardino National Forest. And it's kind of close to Highway 15, partway up the Cajon Pass.
Oh, yes,
there's a big lake there. And there's a bunch of routes around it, bunch of trails. And those trails are street legal trails.
Really?
And there's been a lot of talk about side-by-sides going out there. And there's no street legal side-by-sides. So the sheriff had a little sting operation out there, and they wrote over 100 citations to side-by-sides that weren't supposed to be there, that were there. That happened last week.
What about a street legal side-by-side?
There aren't any.
You can't put lights and
well, it's too
plates.
Hard. Like a windshield and fenders. Like there's a lot of stuff in the vehicle code to make a car street legal.
Gotcha.
And
they can't do
it. You know what's funny? In Arizona, they do it.
I know. In Moab,
and over
they
here,
do
they
it.
Don't do it. Yeah, Utah and Arizona. So, depends where you live.
Yeah.
We live in California, so we know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
So they did that.
All right. That's cool. Lost your place.
No, I'm looking. We covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you got everything?
I think we hit
on Sand Sports Super Show. Let's close with that.
Well, we got another minute. So Sand Sports is it's a fun event. Like
I've never been.
See a lot of you've never been.
No,
you should
I
run
know.
Up one of the days.
I know. Friday, Saturday,
you can leave
or Sunday.
Your stuff in our booth.
Well, we got Wavecrest on Saturday, and I can't do Sunday, so I have to do it on Friday.
Oh, and that's 4 till 10.
Yeah, so it's late till 10.
So Rick Moore is going to be up there, and Krista, the one who's new to us.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's that? What'd you say?
Just 2 minutes. Yeah, it's down here.
Oh, thank goodness.
Did you see how fast he was tap dancing on the buttons? He's going, oh,
wait, that's the wrong button.
Yeah, and I tried to blast.
Yeah, so Krista and Rick are going to start out the show.
Oh, they're going to be there Friday?
They're going to be passing out flyers for the Lost Lizard Fun Run, our right. big event, the funnest thing out in the desert. You know, Steve from C&D Cycle Center on Convoy Street, I've been asking him to come out for years and years. Come out and do, you know, join us. So last year he finally came out and he rode the event. He goes, "Oh my God, this thing is so much fun!"
And you almost wanted to say, "Well, you just shut up."
So he came out. He has said, "Make sure you contact me next year." So anyway, I've been talking to him, and maybe we'll bring out some of his stuff.
But isn't that what it's usually like? Oh, I don't know.
I was.
And then when you go, it's like, "Oh my God, I should have."
I was like, "I don't want to go to
Sam's." Well, you came right out and said it on air. I'm not.
And then I went. I'm like, "Oh my God, there's all this." And you know what I loved about it is you could get great deals on riding gear.
Yeah.
Like motorcycle riding gear. They got helmets, knee cups, pants, boots,
gloves. And you're always
gloves.
Needing new riding gear because you sweat in it until it rots.
I rip it. I wear it out. I'm just thinking, I need new boots.
Yeah. And I need to treat boots. Myself. So you get pretty good discounts, huh? Well, plus, too, they don't want to haul all that stuff back.
No, they don't. They mark down. Some of that stuff is so marked down. You can't believe it. That's why people go there with wagons and stuff.
Brendan needs to go up there and get a complete motorcycle outfit. Helmet, shirt, pants, and boots. No, he doesn't ride.
Assless chaps.
But he would
stop
look.
Stop that last part. Come on.
I didn't hear that.
No, he said nothing.
Yeah. But he would look so good coming in all ready to go.
I would look like Dave Mira. It yeah. would be so cool.
You wish. You wish. Listen to him. All right. Well, hey, it's been a fun show.
Yes, it has. Even though Audrey wasn't here, we still managed to work our way through.
We actually got a couple words in sideways.
I finally got to say three sentences.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out Friday to support the show. People, if you're not doing anything, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next weekend, be there or be square. All right. Don't touch that dial. If I got a special show lined up for you coming in, if the word Gail Webb doesn't tell you anything, you're going to be blown away. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.